You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good morning and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Pete Sweeney. Congratulations on making it to the middle of your work week. It's Wednesday, January 26th. This show is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use the code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL only at DraftKings Sportsbook. All right, now let's kick off your day with the biggest stories from around the NFL. It's a stunner to start today's update from New Orleans, where Sean Payton decided to officially step down as the Saints head coach after 15 seasons.
It was challenging for everyone, but man, I felt like it was time. You know, I kind of knew maybe heading into training camp this might, but you don't share that with anyone. You think, well, let's see how the season goes, and we're working hard, and I felt the time was right for me. I felt the time was right, and it's something that I've been thinking about.
Payton began as the head coach of the Saints back in 2006 and continued as their coach until 2021, only missing 2012 due to his suspension stemming from Bountygate. Over that tenure, he compiled a 152-89 regular season record and a 9-8 playoff record. The Saints, of course, defeated the Indianapolis Colts in Super Bowl 44.
You do this and you travel to cities and you see other venues. This is by far one of the most difficult places to play, and unfortunately we didn't win enough home games this year, but man, the fans are something else. It's not a wine and cheese crowd. You know, people make decisions to buy season tickets here. That goes into their budget relative to what other things they're choosing to do. We appreciate all of that.
The 58-year-old Payton referenced conversations with his family as he spoke about the announcement and said he'd like to try television. Saints defensive coordinator Dennis Allen is considered the leading candidate to replace him, according to NFL Network. The Green Bay Packers are out of the playoffs after their divisional round loss to the San Francisco 49ers, and now, once again, quarterback Aaron Rodgers is suddenly a topic of conversation. He joined the Pat McAfee show on Tuesday, as he has done all season long.
Everything is definitely on the table. There are things that seem more plausible or more likely, which I won't necessarily get into, but the most important thing is first the commitment to playing and to going through the off season and training and all that stuff is the first, and then after that it's just conversations with my agent and Brian, and looking at the desires of the team and the mindset moving forward, and then make a decision from there.
So Rodgers says retirement is still a possibility, but he'll make his decision on what would be an 18th season fairly soon, as other people's decisions depend on his decision. I just said decision a lot. Kind of sounds like Rodgers is talking about, I don't know, maybe the best wide receiver in football. And Devontae Adams is due to become an unrestricted free agent this offseason, and some people believe he only wants to return if Rodgers returns. Something to watch in Green Bay. The Chicago Bears have their general manager. It's now former Kansas City Chiefs Executive Director of Player Personnel, Ryan Poles. Poles had been with the Chiefs for 13 seasons and is the Bears' pick after interviewing in Carolina last year and being tied to both the New York Giants and Minnesota Vikings this year. The Bears met with Poles on Tuesday before he was due to be in Minnesota on Wednesday, and they locked up their GM for the long haul. Little of the NFC North rivalry extending to the front office. So Poles will now be in charge of choosing the next head coach for the Bears, with three known finalists being Dallas Cowboys defensive coordinator Dan Quinn, Indianapolis Colts defensive coordinator Matt Eberflus, and former Detroit Lions and Colts head coach Jim Caldwell. The Vikings, they now shift their attention to hiring Cleveland Browns VP of football operations, Kwesi Adofo-Mensah. There's not all that much as we finish up with the usual Wednesday speed round. Chiefs wide receiver Josh Gordon cleared waivers and is expected to be signed back to their practice squad. The Chiefs called back defensive tackle Colin Saunders from injured reserve to their active roster. The Green Bay Packers announced the signing of 10 free agents who were on their practice squad during the 2021 season. That includes two quarterbacks. The New England Patriots signed defensive lineman Daniel Equale to a reserve futures contract. An 11-year tight end, Lee Smith, retired. He was most recently with the Atlanta Falcons. That's it for the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff for Wednesday, January 26th. Make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show. It is available for you on all major podcast platforms. And while you're there, please leave us a rating and a review. Stay tuned later today as school is in session. It's another episode of NFL University. I'm Pete Sweeney. We'll talk tomorrow.